This podcast is a member of the Detroit Podcasters Network.
Detroit Podcasters Network.
A place to find the greatest podcast from the Motor City. Located at DetroitPodcasters.net. The rumblings of revolution.
Revolution.
The vibrations of vocal cords. The tingling in our pants.
What?
Ah, you know how we do it, coming at you from I-75 and I-94. Downtown Detroit, Michigan. It's the Olin Ezra Show. To my right, I'm looking at my homie Olin Ezra.
Yo-ho!
Straight across from me, I'm looking at my boy, the Big Baby P.
What up, y'all?
To my left, the average Joe.
Yo.
What's up, Internet, and the great city of Detroit, Michigan? You're listening to another episode of The Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution. No adjectives this time, buddy. Sorry.
I was waiting for him.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, if you don't know how to get a hold of us, you can catch us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, obviously the website, theolinezrashow.com, or you can get a hold of us on our comment line at 313-254-4260. Now, before I begin, once again, you all should be ashamed of yourselves for not growing a sack and calling the comment line. My numbers are through the roof, and you guys just sit around with your thumb up your merry little asses.
Here's a wild idea about you couple of butt fucks that like to listen to this bullshit. Grow a pair of balls and tell us what you want to hear.
Balls.
Yeah, that's fucks. Right.
That's what we're here call for. We're here fucks. To give you what you want.
That's right. Hey, let us
tell
know.
Them, Zed.
Let us know. If you guys have an artist, anything like that out there, let us know, man. We'll do our best to get them on the show, ask them some questions, anything.
Do some drunk dialing at that.
Yeah.
Maybe you're hammered and you got something you want to get off your chest.
Right. That's what Gator does.
Yeah, Gator definitely partakes in that.
I'm pretty sure that's all he does.
That's he, all Gator does.
He just always wants to get something off his drunken chest.
Exactly.
That's right.
He keeps a six-pack in one hand and a fucking phone in the other.
He actually wrote something in my journal here the other day.
Oh, no.
Said, you cannot satisfy the unsatisfied lung, the lung of the future.
No smoke in the lungs, no smoke in the lungs.
That's
my retaliation.
Is that from Aqualung?
I couldn't tell you.
A song by Jethro Tull.
I have no idea.
Jethro Tull played a flute. He jumped around a lot. It was really weird.
Anyway, we got a great show today. I got a little bit more info on the Chicago Promoters Ordinance. We got an exclusive cut off of the resume by DC and Origix at TooRawForFM.com. Plus, we got an exclusive message from Violent J and Shaggy from none other than ICP. We'll get into that in about the middle of the show.
Wait a minute. Yes, what is this, sir? ICP? What is that? International Cop?
That actually stands for, the C in P is for clown and posse.
I understand we're returning.
The I is for insane.
Awesome.
That's insane clown posse.
Awesome. I understand we're going to be returning to the dark carnival.
Is it true that we have exclusive dark carnival material?
We do.
No.
We do. Yes, only us.
Exclusive.
Wow. Well, us and psychopathicrecords.com,
courtesy
obviously.
Courtesy of Psychopathic.
Right, so shout-outs to those guys. Huge thank yous. And, of course, George V for hooking all that up.
I might have just nutted.
Wait a minute. Wait, so we have it before they're going to have it at the at their shindig?
We have an exclusive 11-minute cut from ICP, straight from Mike Clark and the Sound Booth. And they got a little message out there for everybody that loves the radio.
Boom.
Who
pow,
loves the
bang.
Radio?
I don't know, man. It's
the
getting
people
worse.
People that get paid to be on those commercials?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Shouts out to Greater Media, you fucks.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I freaking love those guys. I really do. And to top it all off, we're going to talk a little bit to Danny Catastrophe from The Pills on the phone about what she's got coming up.
What's up, sweetheart?
Steve's a fan.
I like her.
Steve's
yeah.
a big,
the
big
pills,
fan.
I mean, I'm a fan of The Pills.
Right.
I'm going to slip her some pills.
I think that's what you're the
slip
fan
her something
of.
Else.
I'm just a fan of Pills. Didn't know it was a band.
Yeah. Nice. Anyway, Steve, what's that in your hand?
Beer of the week.
Yeah. Coors. Golden, Colorado. I'm not talking about the silver bullet, bitch. Although I drink those too when you want to pound some beers, but we're talking about what they call the gold label. Regular, straight up Coors.
Coors.
I've been drinking these fucks since about Thursday.
Now, do the mountains turn blue on these cans?
Yes, they do. Oh, in fact, I had the bottles, and that label has that blue cold technology also. And to me, they start real like nice and blue, bright blue, and then they start to die down a little bit. And that's when you're like, you know what? You better get to drinking, okay?
If that's still all that's
got,
left.
Yeah, if you see, you got a half a beer and them mountains are starting to turn like, you know, light blue, you better get your drink on, like,
it's
real
like,
quick.
It's like a friendly reminder, kind of.
It's like, hey.
Quit slacking.
Yeah, and when you see them start turning light blue, it's like, you want a nipple for that. Why don't you drink them fuckers? But, I mean, dude, brewed right out of Rocky Mountain water. The crystal springs of the Rocky Mountains,
now,
how could it get any better?
Is this fluoride-free Rocky Mountain water?
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope so.
You know why? Because it's filtered through natural filtration and purification systems in the mountains. That's true.
In the mountains.
Yes, rocks and dirt as it seeps through. It's a kind of an osmosis purification process. And
good stuff.
These got a nice taste to them. Not too heavy, not too light. You can put them down. 5.0 ABV in these things, by the way.
That's not bad. You could get a 12-pack for like $8.
Pretty cheap.
If that.
And that's why I say, you know, sure, I like beers of all kinds. I like my beers like I like my broads, you know, pretty much all of
naked.
Them.
Naked?
All of them.
With with
all
titties.
Sizes, shapes, and colors. It don't matter.
That'll work, too.
And a vagina.
All sizes, shapes, and colors, and flavors.
Bottled water. And it's called Penta. And the first thing I noticed right on the top of it is a giant symbol of a pentagon.
Yep.
Right. So there there's some nice symbology right there.
Well, it's a pentagram, actually. The pentagon is, you know, what they designed it.
Right.
They designed after a pentagram. But Penta water, man.
It's called Penta. They advertise right on the water, fluoride-free.
Do you want to read what it doesn't have?
Yeah, here, let me see that.
So
read
what they
here.
Say they don't have, right. And then keep in mind, this is what regular water does have.
Everything you drink has everything they take out of this. So
check it out.
Trace pharmaceuticals, and that could be pretty much anything.
Growth hormones, Prozac.
Geritol.
Antidepressants.
Viagra.
No, who knows? Estrogen. Good God. Bisphenol A-free, I don't know, bisphenol, maybe that's how you pronounce it, bisphenol.
If you can't pronounce it, it's evil.
Yeah, it's right? It sounds, bisphenol.
Doesn't sound like something I want to be drinking.
Bisphenol.
Here we go, here's something we clean all of our pools out with, chlorine-free.
Wow.
Because, chlorine's really good for the skin and the nervous system. You got arsenic-free. Arsenic-free
bonus.
Isn't that, like, just as deadly as nicotine in concentrated form? I mean, don't you only need, like, maybe a drop or two of that to, like, kill somebody? Of concentrated arsenic. Nice.
Yep.
MTBE. Steve, any clue on what an MTBE is?
No idea.
Chromium. Chromium 6. In fact, this chromium is so different than regular chromium, they threw a 6 behind it.
This is more stuff that I originally read.
And then fluoride-free. So, Penta water. I don't know where this came from, probably some health food store, but obviously this is the water of the elite.
Yes.
Probably costs like $25 for a frickin' 24-ounce bottle of the crap. But here we go. Why drink Penta water? Right here. Here's the line those elites like. Penta has proven anti-aging benefits.
What?
You know, that way they can, you know, move along in reptile form, you know, and then they don't have to worry about, you know, losing their nice coat of scales.
I'll tell you what else those lizard elitists don't do that they're all well aware of. You will never hear of, like, one of the Kennedys just running through a Taco Bell.
Yeah. Though I think the only person was Bill Clinton.
Eh, that was a PR thing. They always do that. Like, Hillary Clinton showed up in a bar and did a shot. Right.
Yeah.
Fuck you, idiots.
Yeah, she is so
people-friendly.
And stupid bitch. But anyway, yeah, Penta water. It's 100 times more pure. So I don't know if I should plug this or be outraged that people market this.
It's elitist water, dude.
This shouldn't even be marketed as a product. This should be what we get when we drink water.
Everywhere.
Right. Why wouldn't it just be everywhere?
Right. Gonna buy $4 a freaking bottle. And nothing has anything to do with the number 5. There's a 13-step state-of-the-art purification system. It goes through.
Does it say 13?
Yeah, 13.
Ah.
So, yeah, there's...
Illuminati symbology.
There we go.
Just going to throw that out
13
there.
Step and a pentagon, or a pentagram, whatever you want to call it. Hey, you got something on this water, buddy?
No, I'm just trying to check out the bottle again.
Look how nice, inoffensive, and better it makes you look than Trace, me by drinking it.
Trace Pharmaceuticals, it says.
Yeah, that could
you
be anything.
You fucking kidding me?
That could be anything. Who knows? Lithium?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's
Penta's crisp, clean taste gives you a sense of well-being.
There you go.
Wow.
You know, let's just have everybody go. Just go check out the website, www.pentawater.com.
I don't know if I should be outraged at this water company or together with what they're doing.
I am going to go check out that website. I want to see what other symbology they're using, various information and come up with.
Yeah.
Because they got an 11-hour patented process that they, filter this water for 11 hours.
Are you kidding me?
Nope, wow. Right up here. Penta's 13-step state-of-the-art system purifies the water more vigorously than any other water due to our 11-hour patented process.
11-hour. Oh, wow.
I mean, the body is mostly water.
It really doesn't seem like that long of a time.
Penta water is over 100 times more pure than leading national brands.
100 times?
I can only assume they're saying, like, Aquafina, Dasani.
Right.
Well, Ice fucking Dasani is tap water, first of all.
So is Aquafina. I mean, yes. It's just filtered tap water, pretty much. I think they put it through, like, a little reverse osmosis machine and send it on its way.
Chock full of that, fluoridey goodness.
Fiji water.
That's a spring.
That's spring.
What do they
water.
Call it? Artesian.
Yeah.
Well,
would you say that's still good water? Because that's normally what I would drink.
Other than the plastic bottle, yeah.
Yeah, other than potential leaching of plastic chemicals in the water. Yeah, actually, I like the Fijis too. That's a good one.
But, you know, I really can't sit around on a high horse like I don't do it because I'm drinking a drink out of an aluminum can right now, and I pounded me plenty of Aquafina when I was trying to pass a drug test
you
I had
what,
coming
man?
Up.
That's what I like bottled beer better. But I will drink them in can, but sure, isn't the aluminum can potentially leaching into beer?
That's, That's, glass is the best. Have you ever, like, cracked open a Coke that's, like, in a, like, one of those 8-ounce glass bottles? Dude, it's, like, the best tasting crap you'll ever have in your, it tastes so different than Coke in the plastic, you know, 20 ounce.
There's, like, a gas station I go to in Flat Rock that still does the bottled Cokes. They come in from Mexico, but, yeah, that Coke is delicious.
Classic Coca-Cola.
Now, that's interesting that something from Mexico, made from the water from Mexico, in Mexico, you know, south of Texas, Mexico, actually tastes good.
Well, that's such an issue that they have these places now, like, say, Mazatlan, Mexico, an uncle of mine frequents there. They have to have their entire, there's not one bad drop of water in these, like, tourist areas. Everything is filtered. Even the ice cubes are pure. So you can go to these certain spots that are the bigger tourist attractions in Mexico, and the water has its own system, separate from where they derive it from.
Right. Well, I heard that their water's really bad, but I've never drank it. I don't know.
It's full of bacteria.
It's probably full of blood at this point.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Is that a reference to the war on drugs, buddy?
That war has been lost.
Breaking news. Yeah, the war on drugs is over. Drugs won.
Yep. Yeah, by a wide margin.
You know, I seen that coming. I didn't see, you know.
Well, what do you mean? Explain. I might have missed something.
The drugs won. When you have to appoint a drug czar.
A drug czar?
Game over, man. Abort.
What is up with the use of czar? You were talking earlier before the show, you were talking about Obama's science czar.
Science
czar. Czar, czar, czar. Are we living in Mother Russia? What is going on?
Yes, you could say that world politics are bleeding together.
Yeah,
there's no longer
say,
nationality.
You know, just getting us, you know, used
it's
to
all
using, you know, foreign words.
Global terminology, right?
No longer will I be known as Olin Ezra. I want to be known as the Duke of Douche. Thank you. Duke of Douche.
The Duke of Douche?
There we go.
That's good.
What do you think, buddy? Duke of Douche?
Yeah, I think it fits.
What's up, Internet, in the great city of Detroit,
Duke
Michigan?
Duke of douche. You're douche,
douche. Duke of douche. Douche. Douche.
Maybe we
Duke
should get rid of the...
Duke of douche. 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 Duke of douche. Douche. Douche.
It does have a ring to it, I must say.
Douche. Duke of douche. Douche. Duke of douche.
I don't know what's going on.
Sorry.
This
got out of control.
So what barbershop can we check you two out at?
We will be appearing at 7 wherever, and Lasser.
And wherever they do Brazilian watches.
Pat, buddy. I'm
just going to be standing there just singing.
I do need my taint bleached.
Wow.
Looking for new digs in the Pontiac Waterford area?
Everybody fucking stops dead in their tracks every time I say, I need my taint bleached.
Well, what do you think, buddy?
Excuse me.
What do you mean, man?
Fucking sorry.
Talking about bleach, Pat, that just brought something up interesting. Now, Pat, what would you, never mind. Forget it.
Fuck it. Let's go.
Looking for new digs in the Pontiac or Waterford area, call RW Properties to get set up in a 2-3 bedroom duplex or townhome with rent starting as low as just $475 a month.
That's amazing.
Discounts are available for multiple month payments. And mention you heard this ad on the Olin Ezra Show for additional savings. Call 248-229-4149 and see what RW Properties can offer you. Certain restrictions apply, and RW Properties is an equal opportunity property renter. That number again, 248-229-4149, and tell them that Olin sent you. Thank you.
For the theme music. That was actually really pretty sweet.
There we go. But, hey, you got anything other than the theme music and the beer of the week, buddy? What do you got?
I got the 40th anniversary of this here moon landing.
Well, now I don't
think...
Supposedly.
All right, let's go. I'd like to go around the room here. P, did man touch the moon?
If by the moon you mean the fat guy in prison bending over, probably.
Ironically, that is what I meant. Now, the actual moon.
You know what? I don't know. It's like if you they got there's a picture online if you care to look it up, and it's kind of like pop up. You remember pop up video? It's kind of like pop up picture where it's just an arrow pointing to a bunch of different shit in the picture of us on the moon, and it's like this wouldn't be here. The Earth is too big in the background, or this is the shadow wouldn't be coming from this angle if the sun was over in this direction. If this, you know,
right. Right. Moon? Landing, yes or no?
We have the potential to be on the moon. I don't know if we did it or not because there's so much disinformation.
There's some science that questions that, actually, the potential to. But real quick, Joe?
I think we've been on the moon, not when we first initially landed. I think it was just a space race between them and the Russians, and we wanted to win. That's what it came down to. And I remember seeing a lot of those pictures too, Pat, like the flag waving in the background. How does it wave? Like, there's no atmosphere.
It's got a stick in it, apparently. Like it has a purported stick.
The capsule they landed in left no like blast crater on the moon. Like when they landed, there's a bunch of evidence, you know. And then there's a bunch of evidence saying that we've been there. It's kind of a toss up.
The sheer radiation involved in getting to the moon. There's what's called the Van Allen belt, outer edge of our atmosphere. It starts to get so shady right there with radiation. There's plenty of people that come out and said, yeah, let's just say you'd never get past that. So when you see those pictures of like the Earth, sure, they got out enough in the atmosphere to take those pictures. The moon is way farther away than it looks.
Right.
There was a guy that was saying with the Hubble and plenty of amateur astronomers could actually take close-up to-surface pictures of the moon. And this guy this was on this special that I watched that had some of the info Pat was talking about. I think this was on History Channel even, or Nat Geo. But they were saying, take pictures of the stuff we left up there. There was all kinds of trash they purportedly left.
Right.
There's the base of the lander module. There's the flag. Go up there and take them pictures again. Nobody will ever do that. And then at the 40th anniversary now, when everybody wants to see the footage and the video of...
I'm sorry.
In case none of you guys heard that.
That was me pissing.
It sounded like urination.
That was me pissing on the quote-unquote fact that we've been to the moon.
The facts of the moon, sure. But there had been people like saying, hey, for this 40th anniversary, you should show the actual video of the module coming in, touching down, you guys getting out. They're like, yeah, we'll do that. Oh, you know what? No, NASA footage. And Houston, sure. Yeah, we lost the footage. This is crazy.
That's
crazy.
Like losing the Constitution.
They lost it.
They're going as far as saying, well, we actually recorded over the tapes.
What?
Sure. It was the most historical moment in human history. And
you lost it?
It's crazy.
Unbelievable. What we need to do is be on frickin' Mars, colonizing Mars, figuring out how to terraform the frickin' planet. We're smart enough.
I don't think the Martians will like that so much.
Well, whatever. We can coexist.
Definitely the Martian Sphinx would not appreciate that. But Joe, like you have said too, the space race, okay, sure. It was a race of nations who... cosmonauts now that had participated in their Russian programs are saying that they had even UN has documents saying that the space race was to get there first and establish bases with weapons.
Right.
The race was to see who could get there first and own space wars, ultimately. It wasn't like to advance the human race or
you
to better
anybody. You know what?
That makes sense.
You puny.
So in fact, this was NPR Wednesday. Maybe it was a BBC broadcast. Yeah, that's what it was. But they were saying this was Wednesday afternoon. Had said that some of them cosmonauts, when they went up there and did their floated around the atmosphere, brought weapons with them just in case an American module should meet them at some point and be aggressive. Or should they be on the moon and the Americans get there with weapons? They actually carried pistols, and one of them was a Russian M16.
Wow.
That they actually carried with them into space for fear that another nation might try to attack them.
Theoretically, wouldn't you be able to actually see the bullet coming at you that slow?
There would be some Matrix shit, no doubt.
Yeah, wouldn't it just the kickback would just, like, throw your arm all out of whack, man? What is the logic and reasoning behind that?
Killing somebody in space, could you get away with that? Is that like killing somebody like out in the sea?
There's no international laws.
Right. Yes. There's no laws at all. Like, you just go up there and have a kill fest.
That's the dead zone, my friend.
No, the dead zone.
The Green Lantern will come and get you.
Okay. No,
and the Galactic Elite.
Come on, Ryan. Better watch out. Yeah, and I guess if you're in the ocean, Aquaman will have to get off the fairy farm and show up in the middle of the ocean.
There actually is a resolution that's... prevents tampering with celestial bodies.
Huh.
So, for instance, there's been scientific evidence for years that people have wanted to alter the moon and its course. And there's something called L-Cross, L-C-R-O-S-S-E, I believe. Google that and see what that fucking plan is. Because it requires delivering a nuclear payload to the moon, exploding a part of it to search for water. That's supposed to happen in October.
Now, see...
Why are
we... Lacrosse, they're calling it.
Why would we even want it? What's the benefit of that?
Colonize the moon.
Okay, so if they can dig down deep enough to find a sustainable water source. Okay.
Or to see exactly how level, if there's any kind of tectonic, movement or anything like that, how solid the body is to colonize. Because guess what? Once they do start colonizing space, don't think any of us are ever going to get there. It's going to be your most elite douchebags that can afford to fucking donate a certain amount of money to get up there. And it's just going to be douchebaggery in space, even worse than there is here.
I'll tell you what, buddy, the Duke of Douche will be there.
He probably will. No doubt.
Because they're molesting children with his reptilian friends.
You're going to need some representatives up there.
Now, going back to what you said about blowing up the moon, though, like if you if you did that, like taking a chunk out of the moon, like because I know like some of our
tides
around the world, wouldn't that be affected? Like towns would go underwater and stuff like that?
It's like the old adage, why did you climb this mountain? Because it was there. That's kind of human.
Let's just shoot a nuke at the moon.
Evidence of human scientific douchebaggery says they do something because they can.
Yeah.
Did you know? You know when they first tested nuclear capabilities and exploded that bomb in like the Nevada deserts in the 50s, they weren't quite sure that it wasn't going to take every oxygen particle with it.
Wow.
So when they did that, they theorized it was going to be a controlled explosion. The other theory was it could take every oxygen particle on a planet with it, and they still did them tests.
Wow. That's crazy, man.
Oppenheimer pointed that out, the guy in charge of the whole fucking thing. But anyway, for anyone interested out there, L-C-R-O-S-S, all caps, look into that and see what fucking NASA's plan is to colonize the moon. So anyway, another thing I want to get back to real quick, too, like Pat had mentioned, there's this whole documentary on Did We Go to the Moon? There's always going to be what's considered skeptics, what's considered conspiracists. But they point out so much about that. Area 51.
That's, I was going to say something. Go ahead.
There are aerial photographs shot down into 51 that have the exact same hill and crater placements.
Really?
That they have gridded up on the moon. So really? The pictures that you see are what they say are some of the, these photos say, are some of the same hills. That, and they sped up, remember like the rover, the moon buggy?
Even of them walking and stuff like that.
Did you see when they sped that up?
Yeah.
When you put it in real time, speed up, it's just a bunch of dudes driving a dune buggy around a beach.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
That's
or even when they're like jumping around the moon and it looks like they're hopping and having all a good time. And like, you speed
hopping.
It up and it just...
They're just jumping.
It looks like a fucking video game.
And there's plenty of people that have said them their suits would never protect them up in that kind of environment. And that's what they pulled over on people at that time. I do kind of think, like you said, Joe, sure, maybe they didn't do it then. Maybe they went there at some point.
Maybe we've been there at some point, right. But I firmly believe, like, when Neil Armstrong went, we didn't really go. Like you said about Area 51, I think that's where it was filmed.
They staged the...
You know, it's such a huge piece of land, and can't you fly over it? Why can't you see it?
I've seen the flag waving up there. And why would there be anything
waving?
You
see the
bottom
waving. You do see the bottom waving.
And another thing, like you said, P, the trajectory of shadows show an artificial light source.
Right.
So the sun wouldn't be where it was. It shows stage lighting.
Right. They just had a nice flash, man. That's all the camera had.
It was equipped
with a real good flash.
There's even some photos out there of, like, you can see, like, space astronauts pasted on top of the photo. Like, you can see, like, the crosshairs, like, half covered and
blocked,
stuff.
It's insane.
Like, some of the stuff they just, like, point out to you. Just, like, if you open your eyes and look,
you may
be being deceived.
You know what? And I wouldn't even say this. 2 weeks ago, I wouldn't have said this. But my thing right now is that we've had, like, what, 4 airplane accidents in the past 2 weeks. So we can't even fly.
Another one.
We can't even fly a fucking airplane from point to point on Earth. But
right.
It's fucking what? 40 years ago, we were able to send a space shuttle to the fucking moon.
And haven't been back since. So
right.
All that fucking time, really.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know.
It does cost a ton of money to do what they got to do.
The space race with John Kennedy and. And then his.
Oh, yeah, I believe we should go to the moon.
And
but we can't.
Well, look at how all this correlates. I mean, planes are crashing. We're gonna blow up the moon. What? John Jr. died 10 years ago with a plane crash. I don't know, man. I'm just theorizing, throwing some facts out
there.
One more thing.
Oh well, we're never gonna.
We can't. No, it's just these outside things that I've always thought about, like, regarding the moon and shit. And like I said, I wouldn't even say that last one if it wasn't for what happened recently. But one more thing that's always fucked with me. We can't produce a vehicle that has more than 33 miles per gallon.
Right.
But we got enough gas to send this fucker to the moon.
Well, that's what they say, that it's farther away than it appears. It's quite a jaunt.
Think about how many fucking gallons that takes.
Yeah.
And that was before using the outer tanks for gas. Like, they now have to launch the shuttle to a point and then launch the shuttle off of that.
Right.
They didn't even do that back then.
Yeah,
I do want to point out that there are engines and, you know, vehicles that do put out more than that gas mileage, but the people that produce them for the public end up being offed.
Dead? Right. Yeah. There was that guy.
Goodbye.
Yeah, right.
That's been going on forever.
So, I don't know, man. With the whole moon thing, I'm not saying either way or not because...
I am.
You know why? Because then you have to question reality. Everyone accepts this as reality. So what is the thread that, you know, pulls the fucking sweater to unravel what is real?
Right.
So I will say that crazier shit has happened. Why not?
Try.
There's been false flag operations for years. Why not?
You always got to be careful of what you see on the History Channel. I saw this JFK quote expose on how the quote conspiracy theorists are all wrong, and this is the definitive proof that everybody needs right here, right now.
You need to just go out. I mean, don't believe everything you're told. Just go out there and actually do some research on yourself, and actually, you know, find out what you really believe in.
There's theories out there that JFK pissed off some bankers, and they didn't like that.
No, not at all. I've actually
have the bill to end the Fed.
Yeah. He did, already written.
Mm.
ready to pass.
And he wasn't the first one either.
Not since Andrew Jackson has anybody rid us of that goddamn goon squad and suit dummy filled fuck factory known as the Federal Reserve.
Yep. Suit fucks.
It really does drive me crazy. What do you say we talk to Danny from the Pills and see what the hell they've got going on, because they've got a huge lineup coming up over the next 2 weeks. Danny.
How are you guys?
How are you?
How you doing, Danny?
I'm a little hungover, but I'm trying to maintain. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing awesome.
We have a lot of stuff coming up, some pretty cool stuff for us. This Thursday, the 23rd, is our 89X. I'm with the band Finals. We've made it this far, and I think this is like week 18, so pretty much by now all my friends and family want to actually kill me because I'm on their ass all day every day to vote for us.
So, yeah, because
vote for you.
Vote for us. Do it.
Damn it.
So, yeah, every day up until Thursday, you can go to myspace.com/89X. I'm with the band and vote for our song, Cradle to Fatal. You can do it once a day per IP address. And if you would vote and spread the word to your friends to vote, we would be eternally grateful. And then, of course, come out and check us out at the show on Thursday. We're going up against 5 other bands, and then whoever wins 10 G's.
Ooh,
nice.
Now, what would you do with 10 grand there, Danny?
I personally would buy it. I'd probably add to my porn collection, number one.
Wow.
Good answer.
I've been getting really, really into midget porn lately.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Wow, midget porn, too. I was just thinking about that last week, midget porn.
Talking about Gary Coleman.
I'm only like 5'4".
It's good stuff. we would definitely buy some new gear. We actually had a show yesterday, and we were on 4th Street with all of our shit loaded up in the back of our drummer's car, and the back flew open, and both of our bass players' basses flew into 4th Street.
Shut up.
Oh, no, man. Did they get fixed?
He has a 5-string, which he uses like for everything, and then he has a 4-string. Which the 4-string was okay, but the 5-string is like completely fucked.
Get out of here! Were they in cases?
They were in cases, but his 5-string was in like a soft case. So
man,
that's disastrous.
I know, there was cars dodging it. I mean, it was like out of a movie. It was pretty crazy.
So a new bass and some porn. I like that.
New bass and some porn, and then probably go to Vegas.
Awesome. You guys gonna get any studio time with that money?
We do. We get 5 songs, studio time. So that would be icing on the cake.
It's part of the package, part of the win.
Yeah, totally.
And that's going.
And then I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, and that's going down at TNT's, right?
That's going down at TNT's. The show will start about 9:00, and it's going to be. From what I hear, it's going to be pretty fucking packed. But channels 2, 4, and 7 are all supposed to be there, so should be a pretty hot night.
We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. And crowd participation is 40%. So if you can, get your ass down there. We promise we'll put on a good show.
Get out there, people. Are we also going to see you the following day, which is a Friday?
The following day, we are going to see you because the Olin Ezra show is going to be I'm seeing, if you will, our night, our CD release party for our debut CD, Hard to Swallow. So that's going to be a super, super cool night as well.
Pat, don't
hold back.
But it was hard.
What time are you guys on Friday night, Danny?
Friday night, the show's going to kick off at 8:30, and then we are going on about 11:30 or midnight. It's going to be us, Broken Day Machine, Group Therapy, Avarice, and the Potty Mouth Sissies. So great, great fucking lineup. It should be a great time.
Cool. PMS, you know those guys?
Yeah, do you?
Yep. I'm familiar with them.
They're hilarious.
Yeah, Potty Mouth Sissies.
Yeah. Comedy.
Yeah.
Comedy rap.
Party in my pants.
I think they have a downriver song that I really like.
I think that is them. You hear that?
Yeah, I think that one's really. I think that one's my favorite.
Did you say they got banned?
Yeah, they made a video tailor made, and it, for some reason, I have no idea why. I mean, it's offensive, but it's not offensive, but it's like, it's just you know, making fun of.
It's calling out the redneckery.
Right, but yeah, I got banned from YouTube.
Wow. Well, that's good, man. I like to hear about people getting banned from things because that always, like, kind of boosts their buzz a little bit.
It does.
I'm definitely pumped to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome night, and we're so glad to have you guys a part of it because we fucking love you guys, and thanks for everything that you've done for us.
No, thanks for participating in the show, you know.
Is it okay with you, even though we are hosting it, if I drink, a bunch of beers? Like, a lot? Like, too much?
Yeah, no, that's what you have to.
Oh.
I'm not letting you stay
unless
you're, like,
it is required. Okay. It is required, Steve.
Okay, okay.
It's like a 6-beer minimum.
Well, got you.
We have a rider, and we asked for 4 kegs of beer. Did you get that?
Yeah, it's like red gummy bears, and there's like a Cabbage Patch doll on the list, too.
That was for pee.
God damn it, that's right. And only green M&Ms.
Right.
Yeah, we can do that.
Good times
then. We can
then.
Do that.
So do you have your CDs ready to go for that night, or what, like for the CD release?
We're getting them the night before.
Ooh, so you better hope.
Down to the wire.
I've met a little bit. We actually had a little snafu with the company that did the CDs, but hopefully all will be good, and we'll get them the day before. So
Do you want to say who's doing a production on them?
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it, I'll do it. It's Disc Makers. Don't go through them.
Really?
Disc Makers.
Disc Makers. They're out in Los Angeles, I believe.
Ooh, yeah. Them out of staters have a habit of screwing people over.
I know.
Huh. Well, hopefully you do get them. If not, you got to pull the old... burn a bunch of them. Just hand out burns.
Oh, yeah.
I got a Sharpie, so you know we can get to work.
Perfect.
Just in case. So.
Well, good luck with that. I'm going to try and make it Thursday, but we'll definitely see you Friday.
So, Danny Catastrophe, awesome. Thank you so much for calling us up, letting us know what you got going on. And is there anything else you want to let us know before we let you go?
No, I think that's it. I think that's enough info for the peeps right now. They're definitely the two biggest shows. I mean, if it was our choice, we wouldn't have had the 89X finals fall the day before. It's such a big night for us, but we're gonna make the best of it, and we hope to have just an awesome turnout at both nights. And we promise you, come out, and you won't regret it. We always try to put on a kick-ass show, and I think that you're really gonna like to see if you pick up a copy. So.
Cool. It is excellent music. Thank you so much, Danny. Thanks for coming on the show and letting us plug you one time.
Thanks for having me. Plug me anytime. I mean that.
Thanks, sweetheart. You have a good one.
All right, you too, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
I'll cream that corn, sharpen that pencil, spot that Dalmatian, milk that cereal, spoon that fork, fork that spoon, put the knife into the drawer, rinse that plate. Sorry.
Wow. Where the hell did that all come from?
I have no idea.
Puree it in a blender.
Yeah.
Unbelievable,
yeah,
buddy.
I dice that onion, saute that chicken, fry that chicken, put that bird in the oven, glaze them ribs.
Yikes.
Shrimp on the corn.
Change
shrimp kebab.
I got one.
Shrimp salad.
Change the filter in the fridge or the water filter. Never mind.
Oh.
Yep, that'll work too.
That was supposed to be dumb.
Wow. Okay.
That'll work too.
Check out our affiliates, Origix and DC at 2RawForFM.com, bringing you the best underground Midwest hip hop, unfiltered by those god awful major stations. Listen live 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. Saturdays on 89.3 WHFR and online at WHFR.FM.
WHFR!
I like
FM.
That style.
FM.
Hey, so anyway, I hear that we got this exclusive clip from Shaggy and Violent J.
Is that a dick in your ear?
Would you let a man stick his dick in your ear?
Ooh.
I think not. Yet you continue to listen to lame radio stations every day, which is just like having a big dick in your ear.
Fuck the radio!
You won't be hearing us on 102.4
or 88.8.
Nah, we don't give a fuck.
think about that shit.
You see, the radio is afraid of us.
Our music takes you on an adventure into the dark realm of the Dark Carnival, presented only by
Psychopathic Records.
Woo woo!
We are the most hated band in the world.
The Duke of the Wicked.
And the Southwest Side Strangler.
The Insane Clown Posse.
From Detroit City Murderers, it's ICP. Big Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope. Back with super producer Mike E. Clark. Exploding. On September 1st, with the release of their brand spanking new album, The Incredible Bang.
Oh, boom! With a bang, say goodbye to everything. Your complete annihilation is the reason he came. And a pow, he's wiping everything out. Turn your whole fucking world into a mushroom cloud. And a boom, it's your inevitable doom. Nobody escapes and everybody's consumed. With a bang.
Sick of the fucking radio telling me what the fuck to listen to, what's fresh, what's not fresh, what's hot. What about the shit I want to hear? Like some underground shit, some fucking real shit.
Man, the Wicked Clowns are that untapped, untouched shit, unfucked with by that mainstream, the real, authentic
underground wicked shit. Wicked shit.
Bang Pow Boom features 17 crispy-ass tracks of all-out Dark Carnival wicked shit madness including madness, the brand-new instant horror classic Juggalos Are Bound to Love, Fonz Pond.
The water's thick with murky mud. The weeds are red like splattered blood. In this pond, the spirit cries. Snakes and bugs replace his eyes. Some don't believe and dare to swim. Something under will pull you in. Hidden deep in the wild brush. If you know where it is, then hush. We almost there.
Fonz Pond is about a haunted pond somewhere deep, deep hidden within the woods, and all kinds of kids dare each other to jump in the water and go up there and end up missing a shit. Something pulls them in the water. It's spooky.
Also, the street banger for stranglers called to catch a predator.
I'm probably gonna burn for this. Ain't no lesson to learn from this. There's nothing I'ma earn, but it sure is fun. We said it sure is fun.
To catch a predator.
And it sure is fun.
To catch a predator.
Violent J poses as a child on the internet.
Yeah.
And catches pedophiles at his house. Then he hangs them up by 1 foot in the basement and tortures them. It's fucking awesome.
Only on the amazing Bang Pow Boom can you find this high-energy, spasmatic-flavored bad boy right here. The song is like an instant shot of energizement, and it's called The Bone.
The Bone.
The Bone.
The bailiff came at me with a pair of cuffs in his hand. He was taking me to jail, but that wasn't my plan. I broke the arm off my chair, stabbed him hard as I can. He got the bone.
He got the bone!
I jumped over the others and kicked the door down with my feet. Ran down the steps and headed right into the street. Waved on a car, the driver stopped and looked at me. He got the bone.
Get out! He got the bone!
I hit the gas and I'm swerving in and out of my lane. Coppers on my tail, I'm driving like I'm insane. Old man up in the street, crossing slowly with his cane. He got the bone.
He got the bone!
Smashed into a post, I jumped out of my car. Hopped over a wall, running through someone's yard. Ran into a house, the father tried to be hard. He got the bone.
He got the bone!
Mom! We would love to keep playing that song for you, but until Bang Pow Boom comes out on September 1st...
You got the bone!
Collectors, peep this out.
What?
Bang Pow Boom will be available in 3 different flavors.
Ooh.
You'll notice in stores that the CD comes in 3 different colors. Well, that's not the only thing different about them. Each of the 3 versions also have their own unique album intro and hidden track. Which version will you cop? Green, red, or blue?
Hmm?
Featuring absolutely no special guest, ICP returned to their original Dark Carnival ways on hilarious tracks like Boing Boing.
Bitches get sprung when I walk by. I don't know if it's my ass or maybe cause I talk fly. But no lie, as soon as I speak to them, they all want me to screw them.
And Juggalo Island.
Some lads in the yard coming over soon. Have a luau, I'm getting blew out. Come over here if you ever get through out. We got a place for
you. And the slow rolling, thunder slamming masterpiece, I Found a Body.
This song is about finding a dead body in the alley. It's grisly. And bringing it home to hang out with. It's brutal. Classic ICP wicked shit. Psychotic. Mikey Clark is sick for this one.
Sick, 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 sick.
Man, the wicked clowns are not afraid to go to the extreme to entertain. That's just what they do, and that's who likes this shit. People that are into extreme shit.
Bang! Pow! Boom!
This CD sampler also comes with a ninja decoder tool. Hang onto this high-tech device and find secret important messages hidden within the massive booklet that comes with Bang, Pow, Boom. Don't forget, those who seek shall reap great reward.
ICP serves as a shining light source of just how far untapped independent music can go.
Go.
Completely uncensored and relentlessly on the fucking move.
Move.
The wicked clowns will never die.
Don't miss out on this soon to be Juggalo classic.
Juggalo classic.
ICP's new album, Bang Pow Boom. Hit stores everywhere and anywhere. Down with the clown. September 1st. 2009.
Check out InsaneClownPosse.com. To have your wig flipped off your head every day, bitch.
All right. What's the name of that ICP album, buddy?
Bang. Pow. Boom.
That's right, man. It's got a lot of hype behind it, man.
The wicked shit.
You know, I'm pretty sure I might fuck around and actually get the red one.
That
I like red.
Looking for the red one.
I'll be going green, man. Green's never let me down.
Green all the way.
Green has always let you down. Haven't realized it yet.
I will be going with whichever one I happen to steal.
There we go. Well, thank you for the honesty, buddy.
Yeah, steal all three.
Thank you to George and Psychopathic for giving us that shit, man.
Yeah, definitely. Huge shout-outs to Psychopathic and of course, George at Purple Hash Productions. So,
Patrick.
Always up to work, man, that George, man. Always into something.
Purple Hash is going to be a burgeoning business of 2010, I believe.
I believe so, too. PurpleHash.com. Check him out, man. He definitely works hard working the Ajax and the rest with the Hatchet House. So,
right, so let's drop some... Let's drop a plug for that.
The Gathering?
Yes.
The Gathering?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The 10th Annual Gathering of the Juggalos at Cavern Rock, Illinois. Tickets still available for $150, but that's 4 days. Free camping, free water.
They got everything. They got wrestling. They're going to have
helicopter
music.
Rides.
They're going to have Rowdy Piper doing stand-up comedy.
Have you ever seen...
Wet t-shirt contest.
Have you ever seen Cavern Rock?
No, I've never been there.
This place is badass, dude. Like, Dave Matthews plays there a lot.
Really?
Because that's how big of a venue he needs to fill. That's how big this fucking place is. But helicopter rides, yes. I would eat a handful of mushrooms and take a couple helicopter rides.
I would join you.
I would take a handful of mushrooms and watch you from the ground so I didn't freak out in the goddamn cockpit.
No, that'd be
badass. My God! But yeah, they got Ice Cube, Vanilla Ice... Vanilla Ice, where's he been?
Vanilla Ice Cubes.
Coolio.
Yeah, Coolio. I mean, even though he did get in a little trouble recently, Coolio's going to be there. Cottonmouth Kings, Head PE. God, I don't even know what to say.
Head PE's still cool, man. It gets, I like their older shit, but, you know, per usual, anyone's older shit. But
man, they're just so, they got so, so much there. So, and you got juggalos all over the freaking country, Canada, trying to find their way down there. There's carpools available. You know, just shout out. Shout out your other juggalos.
Who's
and
going
find
chicken
yourself.
Just check out the forums. You know, someone's got it posted.
Yeah. Catch a ride, would you?
Definitely. Pat, what do you
chicken
got this
hunt
week?
Together.
You going chicken hunting, buddy?
Well, all right, this week, all right, I liked my whole setup last week with, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, so I went ahead and,
yeah, we did too.
I got something along the same lines, but, all right, you guys remember that song, well, first of all, you remember the group Lit?
Yeah.
From, like, late 90s? Yep. All right, do you remember that song, You Make Me Completely Miserable? Yeah.
You make me come.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was one of my favorite songs just because of the way that they broke it down. You make me come. You make me complete.
Right.
You make me completely miserable. So this week
there's
we got
there's a lot
the,
of truth
in
that.
Yeah, really it's like is. The it's like the
exactly.
story of 10 years.
Exactly. So what I went ahead and did is this week, instead of the good, the bad, and the ugly, we have the what the, and what the hell.
Awesome.
What the hell?
Exactly.
There we go.
All right, so first
like
up, what goes to MGM for apparently, while they haven't dropped Darren Aronofsky, and in case you don't know, Darren Aronofsky is the director of the movie, little movie, The Wrestler, okay. which was a Ooh. Damn good movie.
Was it, man? I haven't seen that yet. I haven't really been...
That movie, basically, it's
I'm really
basically...
not... Dude in tights, isn't it Mickey Rourke?
Well, his face looks a little scary to me now.
I mean, yeah, don't what get me wrong, he... Mickey Rourke is one ugly motherfucker.
Right.
But the movie is basically about one man dealing with the fact that he screwed his whole life up a long time ago.
So it's about me.
No, I thought I was going to say it's about me.
it's about us in about 20 to 30 years.
Right. There we go. Okay.
Where we realize that, like, everything that we've already hit, we've peaked, basically. We peaked 20 fucking years ago.
Oh, no.
And now it's just about just trying to reclaim that former glory.
Oh, boy.
But the movie was damn good. Aronofsky did a phenomenal job.
Huh.
But they're trying to replace him on, well, I'm not sure I really want this movie to be made anyway, but they're trying to replace him on the remake of RoboCop.
What?
Oh,
RoboCop?
No.
RoboCop.
Are you kidding me?
Does that need to be remade?
I don't think so.
You know what? I would just want him to remake the opening scene to the first one when he just gets blasted away
right,
by like
they
six
just
guys.
Completely demolished
because,
this
like,
guy.
With today's technology, this scene could look a lot better, you know?
Could look a lot worse.
Well, that's what I'm going for too. All right.
That original guy could still play RoboCop.
Yeah, he could. Right? I think he's dead. What's his name? You know his name?
Peter something or other.
Yeah. Peter Weller, I believe.
Weller. Yep.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sure is.
Rebuilt for the Detroit police.
Right. Look, apparently, because he's working on another movie taking place with Natalie Portman, which he's kind of put to the front of his schedule. MGM is...
I put
not...
Natalie Portman to the front of my
Fuck
schedule,
yeah.
too.
Oh,
I mean,
bang the shit out of Padme. Oh.
Yeah.
Joe's got some sick, delusional Star Wars fantasy over here.
She kind of killed it, though, in V for Vendetta when she shaved her head and went out to Demi Moore.
You know what? But then she brought it back in Closer. Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen
she
that
She played
one
a little stripper chick. It Ooh. Was Closer with her. I want to say, I know the fucking bitch off of Pretty Woman was in it.
Tiz? The girl's friend?
Julia. No, wait.
Roberts.
No, what's the chick? The actress chick? She was on Ocean's 12. The star of...
Julia Roberts.
Yeah, Julia Roberts. Yeah, sorry. I never was a fan. Can't really remember.
No,
her
me neither.
Name.
She's got kind of a horsey
shit.
Face.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with Julia Roberts.
She's got a nice body,
horsey
though.
Face.
Well, yeah,
yeah,
dude,
I'd
but
fuck her.
So but. Does so does half of Southeast Michigan. It doesn't mean that they're not, you know, just completely horrendous. Like when you wake up.
I don't
up
know
next
what you're talking
time.
About. Some of the most obese people in this country come out of this state.
Yeah, there's some pretty hot ones though too. Well, at least ones with decent bodies. Then you get a, you know.
I don't think RoboCop needs to be remade.
No, I agree with you 110%.
Again, is it so stagnant? Is like Hollywood just so
Would
stale?
They change like his outfit too?
I would. You know what? They probably just, fucking will.
They're going to CGI it.
What they're going to do is they're going to stick nipples on it like they did with that horrible Batman that came out like 10 years ago. You guys remember that?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, you don't need bat nips.
I know. He's going to have like the it's impenetrable
nipple.
That
was the George Clooney Batman, wasn't it?
Figures. He probably requested that.
Yeah. What's the nipple
is there any way I could get nipples on it?
All right. Now you kind of jumped the gun on me a little bit, Steve.
Oh, no.
You said that Hollywood is getting stagnant because leaving behind the what? We're going to go to what the?
What the?
Which is that Hollywood is actually planning to, based on, you know, the money that's been made by the two Transformers movies and the buzz that they're generating for this G.I. Joe movie. Yeah, I did one of those when I saw this. Apparently, they're looking to make another toy movie. If I told you that,
is it GoBots? Is it GoBots?
I tell you what.
Is it GoBots?
Nope. I was just about to say, if you guys
Buzz Lightyear to the rescue.
Not nope. That toy.
Steve, which toy do you think?
Hold on. Let me think. Is it remember that caterpillar thing you could sit on?
No, God, no.
Oh.
Oh, thank God, no. No, actually, they're looking to make this toy from. It's not even from our fucking childhood, guys. This is the Max Steel toy.
What?
Huh? Yeah, exactly.
The Max?
This toy came out in America in 1999, and it had an animated series behind it, Max Steel. I had an animated series, a cartoon, basically, from 2000 until 2002.
What a long-running, incredible series.
My point is that if this fucking toy couldn't fuel a cartoon for more than two seasons, who in their right fucking mind is gonna go check out the movie?
What the hell is it?
Are you kidding me?
Basically, it's an action figure. The story behind the Max Steel action figure is that he's an extreme sports star or whatever who, for some...
And, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this episode of the Olin Ezra Show.
Look, he's an extreme sports athlete.
Extreme sports!
Who through some odd accident, nanobots somehow invade his body.
Hold on, Pat. Make him
super strong.
What you're saying right now makes me want to go home and castrate myself. This is horrible.
It makes me want to find a baby and punch it.
No, this is what I'm always telling people is that American cartoons suck heavy ball sack.
Yes.
Just so because, do American horror movies.
Yeah. Except Evil Dead, motherfucker.
No, that was just
I like
funny.
Those. Yeah, that one's
horrifying.
Yeah, I wouldn't really call it a horror movie though.
I'd call it a comedy.
Right. I mean, but my thing is,
clamoring for no Max Steel.
Right. But see, look, this is my thing.
It's like if they ever made another Duke Nukem video game.
Which they are actually working on.
Pat, but they've been working on that video game, buddy, since 1998.
I know.
Duke Dishem.
Duke Nukem forever. It's
look,
taken
this
forever.
This is what I'm saying. As far as
fuck
the cartoons go.
It's time
American
to kick ass
cartoons
and chew bubble
gum. Are never going to be able to stand up to the Japanese cartoons. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon and all this other card captors. So fuck that shit.
My point, did that just happen? Yes, it did. Oh my God, I'm so freaked out. I lost my Pokemon. Oh my God, let's battle. Do it.
That was my impression of anime, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
That was good.
That's your impression of new Japanese cartoons.
Right,
which
right.
I said.
I'm not talking crap about Trigun or... Well, Trigun is kind of like that.
No, Trigun
Helsing
is
good.
Shit.
Helsing is good. Trigun's good. There's a couple others out there that
Cowboy
are really
Bebop.
Good.
There's a lot out
Cowboy
there.
Cowboy Bebop.
But
see, I'm not even talking about the new ones. I'm saying when you go back to the old school cartoons, this is the point that I always bring up to people. G.I. Joe was a cartoon about what?
Soldiers
with laser
war,
guns,
right?
That never died.
No one ever died in G.I.
Never.
Joe. G.I. Joe cartoon
out.
Had a fucking body count of zero.
They parachuted out.
Exactly.
A real American hero.
If you blow up an airplane, there's a parachute falling out. If they blew up a tank, somebody hit
running
the ejector button first. You know, it was no one
this
ever
is...
fucking died on G.I. Joe. The lasers were always set to stun. Then when you switch over to our Japanese imports, let's take a cartoon about cars and driving. Oh, Speed Racer. In the opening clip, like three cars flies off the fucking cliff.
Let's, you know, if we're going to be remaking something, let's like choose like quality cartoons, like, you know, maybe something like Sam and Max. That would make a good movie if they don't dumb it down like they did the last freaking time.
Where's the Voltron movie? That's right. Gonna be coming, right?
They're working on it.
Wow,
they're working on it. But you gotta give them you gotta give them time on that one, because if they fuck that up,
you can't fuck that up.
It will piss a lot of people off. I just think
Hollywood has no more good ideas anymore.
No,
they have nothing.
They're just remaking everything.
And what they do, like with they dip down into what's called underground for their ideas, and then bring it right back up and steal the idea. Yeah. That's been Hollywood forever.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, let's say it's a little movie called Barbed Wire, which had a pretty sweet concept until it got to Hollywood.
Yeah, Pam Anderson's boobs there. That was the concept. It's almost like a super nation going into third world for resources. Same thing.
It's like this time next year when I am reading that there's a Thundercats movie coming out, that's when I'm going to end it. I'm going to end it because you can't put the Thundercats in a movie.
They're gonna mess that up too.
Well,
if it does happen, I'm sure they're gonna try and throw in modern day references.
I just don't want to see a bunch
of the Thundercats is gonna wind up breakdancing. It's just retarded. Yep.
I don't want to see a bunch of people under quote homo suspicion walking around in tights and crazy cat hair. That's not something that needs to grace, you know, this
cats. Furries. But anyway,
furries. What?
Anyway, we got our. What the? And we got our what the?
All right, Pat.
Now we're gonna move on to a what the hell were they thinking?
Nice.
I've already thought that.
Oh no, not yet. How many of you guys saw Grindhouse?
Yeah.
Yes. I didn't see it.
With the movie
Tarantino's
and Robert Rodriguez, their pairing. Well, a lot of people thought that the best parts of Grindhouse were the little clips for the fake movies in between. Steve, you've seen it. What's your favorite one?
What was the one with the, was it a sheriff or something? A sheriff or a soldier, something like that.
Machete?
All right, I guess I don't recall enough.
Well, it should have been Machete because they're fucking making it. They're planning on making it. They're planning on starting filming
Tarantino's
early
doing
next
this?
Month. No, God, no.
Okay.
Rodriguez. Now, Tarantino, you know, he's more of a dialogue guy.
Right.
Fuck yeah.
Rodriguez is more of a visual.
Robert Rodriguez.
I've heard interviews with him. He talks nothing like that.
Well, that was just my poor celebrity impersonation.
We haven't
really gotten on the racism tip yet today, so I just wanted to make sure we took it there before the end of the show. I had to touch the border.
You are a, how do you say, yes, bigot.
This segment brought to us by Speedy Gonzalez.
Ah, yes.
All right, continue, please.
But, and you know, they're making this movie. Like I said, they're planning on starting to film it next month. Of course, it's going to star Danny Trejo, the huge Mexican gentleman that's been in pretty much every fucking Robert Rodriguez
Dude's
movie.
Dude's cool, man.
Yeah, he's cool as fuck, you know? He was, he played the janitor in the last Halloween movie. I was good to you, Mikey, and Mikey killed you anyway. Mm-hmm. That teaches you. Never play with a psycho. Mm. But now this isn't just what the hell enough. The what the hell comes in when you find out that Jonah Hill is set to co-star in this movie.
Who?
What the hell?
What? Exactly. Why Jonah Hill, he of Superbad.
Yeah, them dudes are in too much. They're oversaturating themselves.
A little bit,
but everybody
yeah.
wants a part of them, too, you know? Like, all these companies are like, we gotta get what's hot in Hollywood.
Exactly. But, yeah, Jonah Hill is set to co-star in this as Julio, one of Machete's cohorts. Also in talks to co-star are Robert De Niro and Michelle Rodriguez.
Wow.
Michelle Rodriguez.
Yes, the hot little semi-lesbian number.
De Niro, though, that sounds...
Yeah, De Niro is set to is in talks to play a crooked politician who sets up Machete.
You.
Which, you know, sets the whole movie in motion.
Right.
Crooked politicians.
Oh, that's just something they write about in Hollywood.
Only in Hollywood. Yeah,
that's just fairy tales.
Only in Hollywood.
But yeah, I mean that's the what the hell. You know, as long as they don't.
What? That's awesome. What
the,
dude.
I mean, what let's the face hell, it. The machete. It was one of the coolest clips. Here's hoping they make it as awesome as it looked, and that they don't make Thanksgiving or don't.
Nice work, buddy. Good one. I appreciate that. More nice work, check out our affiliate, Zaldor, on Insomnia Radio Detroit at Zaldor.com, bringing you underground rock and talk that only Zaldor can give you. Look out for the CarCast on the website at Zaldor.com. Joe.
Yeah.
You formulated a list, my friend.
I did. And you know what? I'm gonna keep it within Hollywood, because nice. There was a big movie that came out during the week. Do you guys know what it was? Has to do with flying on brooms and witchery.
Oh, you mean the one I've completely blocked from my memory, right?
Well, we tried.
I only have seen the porno version. It's called Harry Pooter.
Hey, is the pooter really hairy?
It looks like a fucking veritable buffalo head down there.
You know, sometimes Harry's when I get down pot. There, man, and it's super, and it's like retro bush, I am thankful because I know that the bitch hasn't been that many places. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then you gotta...
You get down there on the ones with, like, the ingrown hairs and crap.
I don't
want
to have to go to the kitchen and get a toothpick when I'm done, though, you know?
You can floss with them, fuck.
Well, you know, I mean, there you go. You save money on Reach brand dental floss.
Okay.
All right. Well, I came I thought of 10 reasons why Harry Potter fans are douchebags.
Okay.
All right.
Only 10?
The list went on, but I narrowed them down. So I started at number 10. Some of you are over 30 years old. It's time to lose the habit.
You know? Have you seen those old dudes that like line up? These like old fat men that are just like, hey, I'm getting me the new Harry Potter.
I'm not a muggle.
But yeah, this, you guys, the older ones, please just
stop.
Stop. Exactly. You're ruining it for the kids.
And ruining
it for me too, because I got to hear about it.
Well, I think they're looking for kids to finger, but
you're scaring the kids.
Number 9, you guys actually dress up to go to the movies.
Oh, no.
You dress up as these characters just to go to see the flick. You know what I mean? You're about to see them wearing the costumes. Why do you got to wear them yourself?
That shit came out at midnight on a Tuesday, and it was fucking packed.
Right, yeah, slammed packed. Like, oh, ridiculous. And it, with the movies, brings me to number 8 with what you said. People actually called off work.
Yeah.
To go see this movie.
You guys ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
I can't make it in tomorrow. I'm watching Harry Potter.
You know, you guys suck. I mean, at least when I called off, it was for the TMNT.
Yes.
But like, it was a Friday, goddammit.
You can't, in the middle of the week, call off work to go see a kids movie.
You know why? Because you're going to get fucking reamed on Thursday and Friday when your punk ass come back.
Everybody that called off work to go see that movie went back into work and you guys just got hammered with something to do.
Wow.
Paperwork, anything.
I got my promotional wand. Hey.
Fuck. Oh, number 7. You guys are actually so lame that you don't have a house to go party at after the movie that you guys have to actually hang out in the parking lot. And have a party. A little Harry Potter costume tailgate? Convention, as you will.
A little Harry Potter tailgate?
Yeah, little, yeah. They don't, they're not cool enough, or they still live with their parents to where they can't go have like a little house party after
not
the movie. They have to hang out in the parking lot.
Not one drop of alcohol involved.
Now, I'll tell you what, I'm glad I didn't go to Denny's Wednesday morning. Thank God.
Would have been full. No, I think I seen some kids in Myers hanging out like at like 5 p.m. on Tuesday before, like 5 p.m. dressing around like, with their little wands and broomsticks.
Are we on 6 yet?
We are on 6.
All right.
You guys idolize a kid that looks like he probably prematurely ejaculates. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever taken a really good look at this Harry Potter kid?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have no idea.
You know what, Joe? He has... Well, we're not even going to go there, buddy.
All right.
He beats off the stocking commercials.
Something like that, man. New Staples spokesperson. But number 5, you wrongfully claim yourselves to be potheads. I don't really like that, because I am a real pothead. And you guys, you know, dressing up and watching these little fruity-tooty movies.
It's like you're giving potheads a bad name.
Yeah, really. That's not, we're not affiliated at all whatsoever.
No.
All right, number 4, you carry wands, you know? They carry them personally, like in their everyday clothes.
You know who else carries them? Fairies.
Tinkerbell? Yeah.
I carry wands. Fairies. You mean there's something wrong with that? I had no idea. I thought that this was cool. I thought I was socially acceptable.
No. Number three. Right. You guys actually watch movies with kids that are terrible actors. They're absolutely horrible.
The sad thing is that these creepy 40-year-old fucks are also watching them with 8-year-olds.
Yeah.
You don't find anything creepy about that? It's like, I understand Star Wars has mass appeal, but Harry Potter is supposed to be for the kids.
It is supposed to be for the kids. And yet these adults find some twisted way to get themselves involved.
What does this really, I don't know. Offhanded, but what does that really tell you about American culture?
It needs to be destroyed.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
All right, number two. The fact that every movie that comes out, you guys bitch about how it's not even compared to the book, and yet you still go out and watch them. You still go out to the movies and pay the $20 to go buy the popcorn and the overpriced drinks and the slushies and sit in an uncomfortable chair with a whole bunch of fucking kids dressing up, and you got, like, you still go and see them. I'm getting heated over this.
We should have.
I never realized how upset I was about this.
It's not even funny anymore. Now it's just fucking revolting, to tell you the truth. I mean, I understand the Star Wars. I understand the Star Trek. But
I can even understand Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter.
This is like seeing a 15-year-old man in a Pikachu costume, right. And I've seen that!
Before you get to the number one, what was it? Remember that South Park where they're like, what are you guys doing? We're playing Lord of the Rings. What are you guys doing? We're playing Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Fags! Right.
No, you know what it is? You know what? While we're talking about the 40-year-olds and all that, it's completely understandable for Star Trek, for Star Wars, for all these other ones, because they've been around that long. You know what I'm saying? People have actually grown up and passed through generations and introduced this shit to their kids. You know what I'm saying? Harry Potter, the first book is what?
Some old hag, some divorced old hag came up with an idea, wrote down 7 books, and then,
she wrote that shit in, it's only been around since the 90s, you know what I'm saying? You weren't fucking 10 in the 90s and fucking 40, 50-year-olds now. You didn't grow up with this shit, right. You're just some creepy old fuck.
Oh, my goodness. That was very good point, though.
That's just why it's acceptable for certain things, but for this shit, no.
I think we need to call down to our good friends at Hatchet House and see if, you know, they can't help us out with the situation here.
Maybe. To catch a predator, maybe.
And the number one reason why I think Harry Potter fans are douchebags. You guys buy the books. I mean, you guys waste whatever money you spend on this book to where you can put that money towards like a book to like influence you on what's really going on with the economy. You know what I'm saying? You could spend it on something else that will help better your situation in life. But no, spend it on these dumbass.
So there's
books.
Like a midnight release for the books that they're all lining up to get. And then same thing with the movies.
With the movies.
And then they bitch that the movies are not like the book that they waited in line for.
Oh, but you know what the silliest shit is? When that last book came out and like everyone was so pissed off that certain people were like spoiling the ending.
Yeah.
That shit was hilarious.
That'd be funny. I'd go out and read the ending too. You just know, walk along the line and read the ending.
That was just hilarious.
I heard people actually went to the movie with the book.
Ooh.
Like on Tuesday night, like the midnight showing, like while they're waiting in line, they're reading the book.
That's very self-destructive.
See, you know what? I actually had to put on a green lantern ring.
You're setting yourself up for a letdown.
Look, I just actually had to put on a green lantern ring to talk shit about these geeks because I still feel cooler than them with this fucking Black Knight ring on. Wow. Fuck those guys.
But like, where'd you get that fucking ring from?
Reading the book
comic
before
book
you
store.
You would too, man.
It came free when you buy The Blackest Night first issue.
Oh my
God. I want one.
Green Lantern.
You know, you're making
bitches.
Me kind of jealous now.
I'm not jealous.
I want the Schwartz ring, man.
I want the Wonder Twins ring that clap together and become something of water.
You could be a piece of water or an animal.
I want the complete set
of
Captain Planet's rings.
Water.
Captain Planet's rings, I want the whole set.
Nice.
That would be awesome.
Pretty good.
I got the one ring that counts, and it's Masonic. Okay. Are we over here? We through?
Yeah. You, buddy.
My precious.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much the show this week. Thanks for listening. I'm Olin Ezra, a.k.a.
The Duke of Douche.
Yeah, there you go. Man, Pat and Joe have blown my mind in the last portion of the show. El Magnano.
Color my mind with the love so divine.
Big Baby P.
In brightest day and darkest night, no evil shall escape my light.
The Average Joe.
Have you danced with the devil yet?
And the sound engineer guy, D. Suede, running the sound. We're going to take you out to Origix in D.C. This one is an exclusive called I Need the Hookup, only on the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
Hey, this right here. This right here. This right here. This is what we like to call drought music. A little song we put together called I Need the Hookup.
We got weed, when we in your town, we'll look you up. And we proceed to need to hook up somewhere to come through and roll a couple blunts. Got it for the load and we can blow a couple bucks.
Got weed, got blunt.
We got weed, when we in your town, we'll look you up. And we proceed to need to hook up somewhere to come through and roll a couple blunts. Got it for the load and we can blow a couple bucks.
Got weed, got blunt,
rolling round, bumping sounds, trying to get down. So I can catch the vibes, wanna fly a runway 420 going overseas. Smoking the finest weed, neon green, so clean and smooth hitting. But wait, I'm broke, grinded in Michigan. Looking for another bag again, it's a sin. Banning something that grows from the ground. I got a frown, a poor judgment. Where's the summit? Protesters, biggest signs, it's a crime. Taking away my freedom, I know the risk. But still, I fiend on every street corner looking, but it's dry. I just wanna get high. But when I finally find the Opal price bag I'm looking for, what's going through the D?
We got weed, when we in your town, we'll look you up. And we proceed to need to hook up somewhere to come through and roll a couple blunts. Got it for the load and we can blow a couple bucks.
Got weed, got blunt.
We got weed, when we in your town, we'll look you up. And we proceed to need to hook up somewhere to come through and roll a couple blunts. Got it for the load and we can blow a couple bucks.
Got weed, got blunt.
On this journey in life, I yet to be overseas. And I don't live in Cali anywhere to be. DC. God bless Amsterdam, it's Origix DC. In the droves, homegrown in the Metro D. This what it be like when we hit these pipes. Getting open on the mic, working night and day. At the end of the day, we're gonna spend bread hard on pay. And I'm down to the last of this dang bang. Finding who's got it, got me playing phone tag. Maybe I should wave a white flag and give in. That's like saying maybe I should stop breathing oxygen. Michael Phelps couldn't hold it here to swim. I'm the smoke of the water that we breathe in. But this ain't no frat party on the weekend. You got that exclusive and leak it. Come on. With no sacks that you keep in, I can keep a secret part.
Got weed, when we in your town, we'll look you up. And we proceed to need to hook up somewhere to come through and roll a couple blunts. Got it for the load and we can blow a couple bucks. Got weed, got blunt.
We got weed, when we in your town, we'll look you up. And we proceed to need to hook up somewhere to come through and roll a couple blunts. Got it for the load and we can blow a couple bucks.
Got weed, got blunt.
Alright, I gotta set the record straight. Check it out, man. People always be giving us CDs and stuff, and I always be seeing them in the spot. And on these discs, man, they be talking about how they got the green, they got the purple. You know what I'm saying? They got the kush. Well, yo, rappers and producers, if you got that, holla at your peoples, man. We looking for that same stuff, too. Managers, I know some of y'all, all you're managing is the weed. I see them red eyes trying to get your act on stage. You know what I'm saying? Holla at your peoples right here. Road crew, entourage, all you people, man, roadies. I know y'all just holding it down, too, so holla at your people. Security staff, I know you taking people stuff, and it ain't even right, you know? Friends online, holla at your folks. Origix DC, you know what I'm saying? What up, Ajax? Believe it. We need to hook up.
Oh, shit! I fucking forgot!
Wait. What?
Oh, shit! I fucking forgot! Go to www.wfuckoffradio.com! Magna One!
Can I not do the old shit? Alright.
Oh, shit! Go to www...
Wait, I gotta say I forgot, right? All right.
Oh, shit! Go to www...
I forgot to say I forgot.
www.wfuckoff. Okay. Okay, ready? Okay.
Oh, shit! I fucking forgot! Go to www.wfuckoffradio.com from 9 a.m. to 1 a.m. and get your fucking head blew off! Every Tuesday and Thursday, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
In what? In and get schooled?
And get fucking schooled!